This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Kukwutlum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app from the App Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cjsf.ca. Got a request, text, or call at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Happy Tuesday. My name is Sasha, and happy Lunar New Year. It's a very fun year of the horse, year of the fire horse. I hope you're all spending time with family, if you're celebrating, if you're having a great Lunar New Year so far, if you're having a great day so far. The weather is beautiful. It's also really cold. It kind of snowed last night, which is fun. Got a bit of snow this year, actually, down here. Oh, gosh. I'm excited about this Lunar New Year because something that I saw a while ago was that the thing that's happening is people are putting up photos of Draco Malfoy in their home as decoration for Lunar New Year because the Chinese translation of his name is Ma Er Fu, which contains the words for horse and fortune, ringing especially auspicious for the upcoming year of the horse, which is so fun. I think it's really funny. And in any case, hope you guys have a great weekend. It was Fan Expo. I was there. I only went for one day because it was my first time ever going, and I'm definitely going to go again. It was so much fun. I dressed up as Nausicaa. I spent the last 2 weeks, every waking moment, just working on this costume, sewing, hot gluing. There's blisters all over my fingers, but the pain was worth it. It was so cool. We saw the Weasley twins, those actors who played them. I think the last name is Phelps. We saw James Marsters, who plays Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he had some really funny stories. The Hobbits were also there, and I briefly glimpsed Elijah Wood, which was very cool from far away. The booths were amazing. All the artists were amazing. There were tons of cool swords, like robots. It was such a fun event. And I think, honestly, seeing other people's costumes and cosplays was the best part. It was amazing. If you went, then I hope you had a great time as well. And if you haven't gone, I'd highly recommend it because it's so much fun to go there. It's definitely worth it, in my opinion, if you're a nerd like me. But it's great. It's a great time for everybody. There's whole families. It's awesome. I'm kind of... I don't know. I loved it. Hope you did too. Hope you if you went. But in any case, going on to today's show, it's going to be mostly alternative music today. Lots of alternative rock. We're going to kind of get into it pretty quickly. We have some bands coming up from albums I played before, such as Girl Jockey. We've got American Lips coming up, Coach Party, which is great, Kafune, who I love as well, Beta Trip, I think I've played before, but I really enjoyed their album, Superette. It's kind of like rock folk pop, I think that's the best way to describe it. That'll be coming up next soon. Baby Girl from Toronto is coming up soon as well from her album Stay Here Where It's Warm. But first will be the artist Natalie Bergman from her album My Home Is Not In This World. I'll be playing you guys the track You Can Have Me, so enjoy.
In it, maybe you want your fame, everything that comes along with it, vintage Cadillac, movie star on your lap, you collect your platinums, spread them across your mantle. They say you can't have everything, but you
we
That was the artist Beta Trip with the track On My Mind from their album Superette. And it is the alias of multi-instrumentalist Steve Lewin, based in Toronto. And this is his new musical reincarnation that he draws inspiration from bands that I've played before on the show that I had no idea about, that maybe I introduced to Elbow, the seminal British act known for 90s grunge and alternative rock. And speaking of alternative rock, that'll be our next set coming up. Before Beta Trip was the band Bruiser and Bicycle from their album Deep Country, with a very interestingly titled song called A Horror Man Chopped Lamb. So have fun puzzling that out. But coming up next will be another fun name of a band. It'll be one that I played a lot on the show because I love them and I can't resist playing them again. If I'm going to play alt-rock, then I have to play them as well. From their album Moisturizer will be Wet Leg with the track You and Me at Home. The album was described as being written in a fast blaze of love and relationships and a self-assured, unrefined energy. So hope you enjoyed it if you haven't heard them yet. This will be the track You and Me at Home once again coming up next, right after this announcement, so stay tuned for some alt-rock coming your way.
Looking for work that fits your schedule and can help make a difference in your community? Statistics Canada is hiring approximately 32,000 people across Canada for the 2026 census. Census jobs offer competitive pay, flexible hours, valuable experience, and the chance to help collect data that shape programs and services in your community. Apply today at census.gc.ca/jobs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Move on. I'm not.